Great. Thank you, Eric. Oh, great song. Great, great song. Pete Zimmerman bringing the hits. It's in honor of John Mahoney, who was starring in this movie, Say Anything. The Replacements played this song. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Mahoney today died at the age of this weekend died at the age of 77. It was announced today. Of course, a star of stage and of course silver screen, and he is notable. I mean, it's amazing to me because everyone today talking about his work, of course, on Frasier and movies. But in Chicago, as a Chicagoan, John Mahoney was known for his work at Steppenwolf. And on stage, he had done so many plays. And to be able to see a star on stage over and over and over in rotation, to see him doing at least one a season, was remarkable. And it was remarkable to have him in as a guy and an ambassador for Chicago theater. Chris Jones, chief theater critic, Chicago Tribune, joins me now. Chris, what a day. A loss for Chicago theater and a loss for a lot of Chicago theater goers.
I feel this one, it's funny. I was supposed to go to Steppenwolf tonight to see their new play, which they canceled in John's honor. I think everybody's just hanging out in the bar at Steppenwolf. Nobody was in the mood to do a play tonight. You know, and here I am. I write his obit. I really liked him. He was a nice, nice man. And then I'm sort of, I'm sitting around waiting to come on your show, and I don't know. It was one of those dark nights of the soul. It's a huge loss. He really cared about our town. He used to say to me that he wasn't happy anywhere else. You know, he didn't want to live in LA. I was thinking about how Oprah had this Frasier reunion at one point, long after the show was over, I don't know, maybe 5 years later, and he didn't go. Everybody else went. He didn't go. And I asked him, I said, why didn't you go? He's like, I'm not interested in it. It's over. It's done. I just want to do the work that I care about.
And you get the sense that audiences in Chicago knew that.
They did. I mean,
they really did. They saw him. And I don't want to recreate or think of it this way, but almost as a begrudging star. I mean, he was this guy who made it to Frasier and made it on TV, and he was in the Hollywood circles.
Right.
But really, he wanted to be back here.
He was a man who lived a modest life. And there's a lesson in all of us, right? We're all these strivey guys, you, me, everybody. We're all like that. He was not like that. He was happy here, living quietly in Oak Park. His personal life, he kept to himself. Very few people knew, that much about him. He just cared about the work. He was a remarkable guy. I've had this lesson in the last couple of hours, Justin, about how big he was around the world. I didn't realize how famous he was. Did you realize how famous he was?
I mean, I knew he was in Frasier, and I knew he was in movies, but I would always first put him as a Chicago actor.
And I said to somebody, I said to somebody about an hour ago, I said, I didn't realize he was this big, and they said, everybody loved him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it, that everybody, you say his name, and today, just outside here at WGN, everybody just goes, oh, got a bummer, man.
What's
a bummer?
What kind of actor was he?
Well, it was funny because at Steppenwolf, he was the designated adult because he was older than them. He wasn't much older. He was like 5 years old. No, maybe 10. They were all like 28, Sinise, Malkovich, those guys. They were all like these 28 dudes. And they looked at the plays they wanted to do and they were like, oh, but there's an older guy. We got to have an older guy. And they had this rule early on at Steppenwolf where you could bring in an ensemble member, could bring in a friend. That was how it worked. And so I think John, who was not an actor, and it's the other thing about him, he didn't become an actor till his late 40s. So look, you see, it's all still ahead of us. And so Malkovich said, come in, join the company and be the designated adult. And that's what he did. And he had this whole life. He was nobody that anybody heard of. I think he was a teacher. He was just a regular guy until he was over 50 years old.
Well, I remember when he was on Frasier at the height of his fame, he would still make time to come back to Chicago and play at Steppenwolf. And it was always like, it was a godsend for the theater company to have such a star coming back and being on stage.
And he was of the view that you get the money, that having the money from Frasier, and he made a lot of money. I mean, that was a big show, 11 years, 300 episodes. I mean, they were making a lot of money, and rightly so. They were very popular. And he just saw it as, I've got my money, now I'm going to do what I want to do. And I think on some levels you go, that's a life well lived. You make your money, and then you do for a period of, I don't know, 20 years, you do what you really want to do, and you don't give a darn. But it's hard for people to walk away. And I would say that most people say they're going to walk away, and nobody does. And he walked away. He just came to Oak Park, and he did shows here.
In terms of legacy, being an actor on stage, a Steppenwolf ensemble member, where does he rank? I mean, would you put him in a category all by himself, in the way that he may not have been the guy that was the star of the Broadway show that they took to New York and Steppenwolf made their name off of, or in the early days of the rock and roll bouncing off the walls in the church? But He was a big part of that.
He was not that personality, you know. He was not a sort of rock and roll guy. He really was the designated adult. He was a sweet, nice, kind man. A lot of people didn't know he was British. You know, I'm from Manchester. So was he, and he came over here when he was 11, and you could never tell he was British. He had no British accent, zero.
Yeah,
zero. And he didn't, when he came at 11.
I was surprised.
A lot of people today, right? Who knew he was British? Yeah. But he was, and he came here and he loved it here in a way that often, you know, we immigrants do. And he loved this city. And he said to me one time that Chicago was like a person to him. I thought that was a great comment, that Chicago is like a person. Like, I love this person, and I want to be around it. And that was how we felt about our
town. And you got to say, I mean, for Chicagoans who will find affinity for actors in Hollywood, especially of our own, he had to have known the comforts and the warmth that so many Chicagoans loved the fact that a Chicagoan was on Frasier, was getting ahead, that he was a star.
He was,
even if he wasn't born here, he was truly a Chicagoan.
He truly was, in every way, you know, and I think he was adored here. I've just been struck the last few hours at the outpouring of real grief for him here. I think Chicagoans really feel his loss. That people liked him, Justin. They really liked this guy, you know, and he was a really wonderful guy. And I knew he'd been sick. I knew he'd had throat cancer. I thought it was in remission, to be honest. I didn't know that it was come back. I knew it wasn't great, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And I feel this today. He was the nicest of them all. You know, of all those guys, and some of them are big personalities, and some of them are a pain in the neck, as you well know. He was the nicest guy over there.
John Mahoney died this weekend at the age of 77. Chris Jones, chief theater critic today. The Steppenwolf Theater, where he was an ensemble member, canceled their play that was going to be on stage to honor John Mahoney, to be together as a family. Chris, thanks for taking some time out, because I know that this was obviously added to your schedule tonight.
It's always my pleasure.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Always my pleasure.